Kara was ready. I wasn't, but here we are. We're ready. We're ready now, aren't we?
We are ready.
Okay, excellent. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. It's Tuesday. It's time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. Kara Wisner is here. She is of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. She joins us to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. And Kara, it's always great to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Thank you for being with us. All right, where would you like to begin?
I think I would like to begin with a book called Vox,
okay,
which has come out actually just last week, and it is a super sci-fi-ish step away from where we are now. It kind of takes our current political situation and just turns it up, you know, quite a few notches, but in a place where it's much more easy to see than it might have been to see a few years ago, to imagine women's rights being really constricted. And in this book, the premise is that women only have 100 words a day that they're allowed to speak.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, 100 words. So almost, sort of a variation.
So we're done.
Right, well, sort of a variation on the 140 characters that you would have on Twitter, being 100 words. That's all you would be able to speak a day. Okay.
You know, starting from when kids are little. And so it's a kind of really paced well, great end of summer novel. It makes you think a little bit about how things can get really out of control. And I think her big reminder is that we need to do the things that we feel strongly about to make change in our world in ways that really, really matter. And we can put our finger on.
All good stuff. It is Christina Dalcher?
I think Dalker or Dalker.
Dalker, okay. And the name of the book is Vox. All right.
And so that kind of powerful mother leads me to my next book, which is actually a nonfiction book. It's called Beyond Birds and Bees by Bonnie Ruff. And it is basically a book that kind of takes Dutch parenting and Dutch ideas of sex education and really explains and talks about all the different reasons that as grown-ups guiding children, we want to help them understand who they are with their body, how their body changes, which is puberty, which we do a lot of education about in some states in the U.S. But then they really take it to that next level of really educating kids about how they feel, putting names on feelings that they have, thinking about relationships. And the biggest message that she gives is this idea of sex and love in monogamous kind of relationships that are valued by the family. The families still really stay involved as Dutch teens get older. And all of the exploration, while it's talked about and kids understand it early, is really done in a really beautiful, grounded, kind of homey, respectful context.
Bonnie Ruff is the author of the book Beyond Birds and Bees.
All right, so now we're going to switch to a book that is almost like if you are not going back to school this fall, but you would like to. Kwame Anthony Appiah, who writes for the New York Times and has written other books, has written a nonfiction book called The Lies That Bind. And basically, his theory, which he's almost presenting as a new theory, is this idea of identity and how it's created. And he talks a lot about identity being created by conflict. And I sat down to read this. I started about 2.5 weeks ago, and I have not gotten very far because it is chock full of really important ideas, and it's a serious book. And so I did not rush to breeze through. I really took it slowly, and I think I'm going to try to start a book club at the store where we get to read this. And even just one of the first things that he talked about were generic statements and how people are more likely to believe generic statements when they have a negative connotation. So one of the very easy examples he gives is, you know, 1% of mosquitoes can hold West Nile virus, but somebody can get up and say like, oh, mosquitoes carry West Nile virus, even though 99% of them don't. And then he takes that on, obviously, to people and gender and races. And it's really, I think it's going to be a really important book this fall.
A lot of there. The name of the book, The Lies That Bind, by Kwame Anthony Appiah.
And that then leads me directly to, in terms of identity and figuring out who we are and how the world figures out who we are, to a new novel. It's a YA crossover, so adults can read it, and older teens, actually even a little bit younger teens, I'd say 13-ish, 13 and up. And it's a book called Darius the Great Is Not Okay by Adib Karam. And it is a beautiful story of friendship. It takes a boy who's half Persian or Iranian, half American, and you see him in Oregon where he lives, where he's not really fitting in with that many people. He and his dad are both taking antidepressants, which is part of something that he's had to deal with, and they take a extended trip after spring break. So they take about a 4-week trip to Iran to visit the mother's family and to meet his grandparents, who he hasn't met before. And Darius meets a neighbor, and he forms a friendship like he's never formed in America. And he has relationships with his grandparents and his dad, and he's working through things. But it really, there's cultural understanding, there's everything, and just real friendship. It's not a book about, you know, relationships or sex or anything like that. It's a book about friendship.
The name of the book is Darius the Great Is Not Okay. All right.
All right. So the next two books that I have kind of go a little bit together. One is called Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, and it is a novel. And the other one is called Mating in Captivity by Helen Zuman, and it is a memoir. And so Where the Crawdads Sing is about a woman who is searching for, she doesn't have a tribe. She's kind of all alone in the world. She's been abandoned fairly early by her family. And she doesn't have a tribe. And actually, that's how the author describes a little bit about her ideas for the book. And you watch her navigate a world where she learns who she is and learns who other people are, but just through herself without any help from others to start, and then help from just a few others. And it's a little bit of a mystery and a little bit of love story, and it's just a kind of straight, good fiction, fall fiction, with a really powerful female character. And Mating in Captivity is a memoir, and it's the opposite. This is a woman who's looking for a tribe and really then goes to find it, and she finds it in a cult. And she writes all about her experience in a cult and her emotional experiences. And you know, as in the novel, Kaya's not looking for other people after a while. She really decides she doesn't need them in a way. And in this memoir, she very much needs people and is looking to figure out who those people are she needs. And she really works her way through understanding stuff in the cult and maybe, you know, eventually leaves and figures out who she is. But they both felt very similar to me when I was looking at them in my pile.
The name of the first book is Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens, and the second is Mating in Captivity by Helen Zuman.
And then, so our Merit Bookstore logo and our desk that we have is something that a lot of people give me compliments on, and it is thanks to my very dear friend, Samantha Dion Baker, who all these years has been drawing and has been doing lots of logos and for people and businesses, and she now has two books that come out today. One is a guided book about how to keep a sketchbook, and the other is like an actual sketchbook. And there, you know, lots of these books are around. What I think is special about Samantha's book is that she really draws every day. She uses it as a journal, and it helps you think in a different way when you hold a pencil in your hand and you draw something, and she knows that. And so while she captures in drawings and words, it's a very inspirational read, and the drawings are beautiful. It almost could be just an art book, you know, let alone
they're beautiful.
A book about how to do it.
Yeah. Great color.
Yes. And so I brought that today because we're just so excited, and I think it's a nice way to maybe, again, this idea of starting the school year and how you're thinking about your day and reflecting. Sometimes sitting down with a pencil or a pen to draw is different than sitting down to write.
Samantha Dion Baker is the author and the artist. The name of the books are Draw Your Day and Draw Your Day Sketchbook. All right.
And then the last book that I have is called Always Eat Left-Handed by Rohit Bhargava. And that actually also seemed to be a great place to come after Draw Your Day, because this is a guy who is thinking a lot about business and a lot about relationships and about switching things up so you're experiencing things differently. So he actually has a part in this book where he talks about sketching or drawing to think about ideas. And he really talks about things that a lot of times, you know, show, don't tell is one of the things he talks about, how to, be low maintenance. There are a lot of different ideas in here, and it's the way he's so inclusive that frames the whole book that I really like so much. He really talks about including other people in your work and other people in ideas and finding ways to share what you have with the world and to be responsible to yourself when no one's looking. And that is one of those things that really makes you be able to feel confident in your own work and be able to bring it to the rest of the world.
Always eat left-handed. So you have some suggestions there?
You know, one of the things he says is focus on what you're great at. And then he goes on to describe it. But, you know, these are things as I'm, you know, 2.5 years into the bookstore, we, you know, really start to look at what is it that we're good at? What is it that I'm good at? What are other people good at? And how can we bring those things together? So there are ideas that are helpful. That's it. You focus
Excellent.
On what you're great at, Joe.
Well, it varies from day to day, doesn't it? anything else? Anything else cool, exciting, happening?
Yeah. So we have a book club a newer book club that we started at the bookstore, and we're going to be reading Mrs. Caliban, which I think I talked about before here once. And that meeting is going to be held on Sunday, September 9th at 10 a.m. So you still have 2 weeks to read it. It is not a long book. It's a really beautiful republished book from 1983 about a woman who falls in love with what is really a sea creature in a way. It preceded mm-hmm. all of the movies and things that are like that. The bookstore is gearing up already for our Sheep and Wool Festival. We have 41 craft authors with new books coming to be with us at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds on the weekend of October 20th and 21st. And we are just really excited to be a bookstore that is constantly offering books that challenge and inspire and entertain and are there for our whole community.
All wonderful stuff. For more information on Merit Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website. It's www.meritbooks.com, or you can visit them in Millbrook. It's meritbooks.com. Also, you can see the complete list at our website, wamc.org/roundtable. We have a link not only to Merit Books, but also to this interview as well. Kara, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Great books. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Again, meritbooks.com, Merit Bookstore, right there in Millbrook, New York, and you can find more at meritbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.